Geetha, Fox clearly making some sort of streaming play here to you. Does this deal make sense?
It makes a lot of strategic sense, Danny, because Fox is one of the media peers that has really kind of stayed away from streaming. So they have almost 90% of their revenue comes from the linear TV ecosystem, which, as you all know, has been in secular decline. And so this deal, I think, definitely helps them kind of reshape, reset that narrative a little bit, really gives them, you know, that gateway into streaming. So strategically, yes, makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, 100 million users was the milestone they passed this year, right? So Roku, I would have thought of it as an ad play, but it's really the fact that they're buying 100 million users for $3.6 billion, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So Roku is really this aggregator in the streaming ecosystem, and that's really what Fox is buying into. Absolutely, they do have a great ad business as well. And if you look at Fox right now, they make about $1.2 billion in digital advertising. This deal with Roku helps them effectively kind of quadruple that. But it's not just that. It's really, as you pointed out, the access into those 100 million global streaming households, which Roku provides, and almost 50% of all U.S. broadband households. So really, it's there. Them kind of being able to now get their content to really where the eyeballs are moving, because with that exposure to the linear TV ecosystem, you know, you have more and more people migrating away from TV and to streaming,